Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP. This is the Christina Liu Show. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Otto Loos.
Right.
And of course, the star of Christina Liu Show is Christina Liu.
There with 253.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, so just back into, before the break, we were talking about our Aging in Place conference, and that's, once again, it's going to be Wednesday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we have our premier sponsor. You know, we always do this in conjunction with Hofstra University, but our premier sponsor this year is North Shore LIJ, which is great. You know, we're always looking for more sponsors, so if anybody out there is interested, you can always call 311. And, you know, we have exhibitors, and that's also, if you're interested in exhibiting at the conference, you could also call 311. And if you want to attend, you call 311. So it's anything you want. You just call 311.
What I'm actually going to say for businesses trying to get to a senior audience, this is a wonderful venue. And I've had a couple of calls already wanting to know when it was from people who were there last year. And
yeah.
I'm talking about audiologists, any service that you're in, not-for-profits are also welcome. But if you're a business, and
it's just a great networking piece also. And I mean, I love it walking around because like I said, there's Project Independence's goal always is to connect you to the resources that are already in existence in the community. And there's wonderful organizations, whether it's nonprofits or actual businesses that you have no idea exist. So, you know, this is a great venue to kind of find out what's out there.
Now, there's a reasonable charge, right, for them?
Yes. Yep. They can call 311 and they, you know, will get
and
all
every
that information.
Area is the same size?
Yes.
There's no one overpowering?
No.
No, actually, no. It's very fair. I don't know if it's first come, first serve, how it's done. But
yeah,
I was there twice,
and
it's just
it's a
huge room.
Some people choose to share tables.
Right.
I mean, it's really, you know, there's all different factors. But like I said, there's so much going on. So there'll be this whole, you know, all these vendors. And in addition, like I said, we'll have the breakout sessions, which was Circle Support, Project Safe. We'll be doing a breakout session. We'll have some little nutrition things going on. And what I think is great also is that, I mean, there'll be short little opportunities. You could do brain games, which have been really popular. So
okay.
A lot of our nurses and social workers will team up and do these, you know, there'll be blood pressure screenings. It's endless. So it's going to be set up like a kind of like a college day. Everyone will get a schedule. And, you know, this way it's nice and organized.
And I'm right, there will be transportation.
Yep, there'll be transportation, which is, you know, is
and how great. Are we going to find out about that?
You call 311.
Oh, okay.
And there's all throughout the town, there's different locations that they'll be providing transportation, which is great.
100%, because somebody says,
you know,
I can't get there.
To,
you don't have a driver,
you know,
that day.
Parking is always
there.
Stressful. You know, it
right.
gets crowded. So it's this way you can park at a center within the town and take the bus over. If you choose to drive, you know, there's parking also. I know they're going to be lifting parking restrictions on street parking.
Okay.
As well, you know, we're working on all those details. But if you have any questions about, you know, any of these things, you literally just call 311 and
do you
we'll
happen
get
to have an example in your mind as to where these bus pickups might
yeah
be?
Yeah, there's going to be, as of now, there's 7 locations. There's going to be Great Neck Social Center is one of them. There's the Roslyn Friendship Baptist Church is one of them, Port Washington Senior Center, Clinton G. Martin Park, the American Legion in Williston Park, and I'm trying to think if there's any others. But like I said, you call up, and you can choose to go from wherever. You know, if you live, obviously, you know, you probably want to go to the one that's closest to your area, but you could take it from anywhere, and it's great.
The point is, this is one of those events. It's every 2 years.
Yes, every 2 years.
And trust me when I say it. A week later, somebody's going to say, oh, it's too bad I didn't pay attention. It's too bad. The information that gives out in one
right,
day
and that's
for a
what I want to
hours.
Stress to everyone is that registration for this is required because it is limited, the space. And we do, it does fill up quickly the past 2 years. It's been crazy. So if you call 311, you know, I recommend everyone do that as soon as possible so you ensure that you have a spot in the registration. And lunch will be served as well. You know, there'll be a light breakfast, too.
Breakfast
so,
and lunch. Oh,
yeah.
That's ideal.
What is the time frame, then, if you have breakfast, like from 1 to 1?
Breakfast is like, it begins at 9. So 9 to 9:30, so there'll be like a light little, you know, breakfast. And then lunch, there's different shifts there'll be of lunch, but that's starting at like 11, 15:30-ish, so.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, you know. And there's a lot to it.
Free transportation, free lunch, everything.
Yes, we can. Community Center is a beautiful facility in general, and it's just an opportunity to see that. And it's just great, and it's a celebration, you know, of all the great work that Project Independence has done, and, you know, will continue.
Right.
So
well,
definitely.
You can learn a lot.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, and also what it is, it's another... not initiative, Supervisor Bosworth. It's another
Absolutely.
Point where she wants to get the information to seniors. At the end of the day, this is, it's no cost, breakfast, lunch, but the biggest part of it is all the information that's being given out. You can fill up a bag with information from probably anything you can think about. And go home and digest
it's amazing. When I walk around just to see some of the things, you're just like, oh my God, I had no idea, you know, that this existed out there. And it's great.
And you could probably fill a shopping bag with stuff.
That's right. And you probably, I'm sure these, you know, and the best is the things that the exhibitors do give out. They will give out a shopping bag, you know.
Right, no, I agree. Even the town has those eco-friendly ones. I don't know if they give them out this year, but I know in the past they have.
Those are very nice bags, so hopefully you do get those.
We get some.
I actually do have a letter opener that I did get 2 years ago.
There you go, see?
I still use it. So
that's right.
That was a good thing.
It's worth it just alone. You can get a lot of pens at these events. But so everyone, please, I urge everyone, if you're interested in coming, to just call 311 and register so you ensure that you have a place at the conference. And, you know, just in other town news, the town received a $75,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. They've been trying to, you know, revitalize North Hempstead. And I thought this was great because this is for the town dock in Port Washington. And they're going to be rebuilding it and including art into it. And I know they're going to be trying to do, because there's a lot of history over there. So it probably will have some kind of nautical, you know, art incorporated into the dock because it was damaged during the Sandy.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they got that. So
that's down by Louis, that area?
Yes.
Right, okay. I mean, I'm not that familiar, but I know that's where all the water is.
Yeah, so it should be beautiful. You know, it just shows what's nice about, you know, Supervisor Bosworth, too, has been having these is making things, you know, revitalizing things and incorporating it in interesting ways throughout the town, which is just, you know, beautiful to begin with, but just stepping it up a notch, which is, you know.
I agree.
Nice.
You know, it makes me think that over near there's a very nice little exhibit about sand mining, which used to be a very major thing in
The
Port
sand
Washington.
Mine. We actually had, I guess they when we first started, we had, we had the sand miners on.
It's a really nice little exhibit. It's across the road from, it's on the same side as the golf course.
Right.
And
Harbor,
whatever it's called.
Harbor Links.
Harbor Links.
Right.
But Harbor Side or whatever. That, you know, the homes.
Yes.
Right
Amsterdam.
There. Right.
Right?
Yes.
The Amsterdam and Harbor Side or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's why I said, you know, that North Hempstead has such an interesting history. And the sand miners, you know, being one of them. So it's definitely something. There's plenty of things to check out in North Hempstead.
I have a question. I've heard that there is some sort of a campaign or initiative going on for pets.
Yes.
Which I think is significant.
I just saw this. You know, the weather has been hot.
Oof.
And Supervisor Bosworth has been doing these public service campaigns about keeping your animals in the car and the impact of it. So she's been really, you know, I think that's what's nice, too, is that North Hempstead not only has great things for the people of North Hempstead, is that the little animals also, you know, and it's just, it's all aspects of things because a bunch of them, too, you know, on a little sidebar, all these town parks are now being open to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incorporating all these things. And it's, you know, it's just
well, I,
tons
I
of great
walk
things.
A lot over in Clinton, not Clinton, Tully.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And that's now pet friendly.
Yes.
And there's a look like some kind of a dispenser, which I didn't get a chance to really take a good look at, where you can get your little pooper bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
that's
nice.
A smart idea.
That is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to take a closer look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out, too. Right. That's really nice.
No, because I mean, some of that stuff is just common sense. But when they leave babies and these dogs, they close the door, and nobody goes in shopping for 5 minutes. Because all of a sudden, I might see you in the store, and we start talking, and a half hour goes by, and the poor thing just...
Yeah, and the Supervisor Bosworth and the town board is looking at somehow incorporating into the town code, making that, you know, a violation.
Oh, really?
And you've got a penalty, you know, for doing that, you know, it's because, I mean, you think about that, it's like, it's stale air inside there, and it's hot, and there's no water, it's really just But yeah, it's really, and it's going to be, I think, on the August 11th town board.
Oh, okay. So it's coming along. It's not just a
yes.
Oh, I thought it was just a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, she's been doing these public service, and then, you know, it'll be discussed at the August 11th town board as well. And also, going with all these jam-packed things that are going on, we like to mention each week about the different summer concerts that the Parks Department has been putting on. So this Sunday will feature the Capris at North Hempstead Beach Park at 1 p.m. Monday will be Family Night with Tim and the Space Cadets at Mary Jane Davies Green at 7:30 p.m. That's over in Manhasset. Tuesday will be the Five Towns College Band with Pops Music from Clark, and that'll be at Clark Garden at 7 p.m. And Wednesday will be the Pierce of the Rock Poolside Sock Hop at Manor Haven Beach Park at 7 p.m. So that's
amazing.
What I said. There's all fun things.
All those are free.
And that's just
entertainment. It's amazing. It really is.
And they're really great. And if you want any more information on that, you could check on the North Hempstead website or, you know, calling 311.
You know, we have 15 seconds to go here, so we're going to end today's program. 311. I'm leaving you with 311. There's so much stuff going on. Please call 311 for any information on any of it. You've been listening to Project Independence and You, the Christina Liu Show, on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you, Rebecca and Dan and Janine. And Otto, of course, it's always a pleasure when you're around.
I enjoy it.
Have a good week, everybody.